I got some ladies to my left. They know me. They got it written down. Sometimes when I forget I didn't preach the sermon, I just ask them. And that's right, Sister Tennis, Sister Jovan, Sister Elaine. When I can't remember what I've done, I ask them. I want to thank my friend Wanda Malone for sending us a donation for our building fund. That's good.
Amen.
It's good to be friendly with people.
Amen.
It's good for folk to love you and look out for you.
Yes.
I got to call her and appreciate her how much we appreciate it. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my what? What? Psalm 118, the 118th number of Psalm. I'm sorry, y'all. The 18th number of Psalm. I told y'all I was sluggish this morning. The 18th number of Psalm. Go back. Now, I really got to make up for this. You won't be long for that. 18th number of Psalm. I ain't been on that syrup. Starting at the first, but I ain't been on that syrup now, alright? My mind is just running like crazy. I will love thee, O Lord. My what?
Strength.
The Lord is what?
My rock.
And my
fortress.
And my
deliverer.
My God. My
strength.
In whom I will
trust.
My buckler, my shield, and the horn of what? And my what? Amen. The Lord is my salvation. Let's get straight to the text. I know y'all got it marked. You got it marked before.
Yeah.
Told y'all. David declares that he will love the Lord. This is not an ordinary love. It is like a child that loves their parents. It's a deeper intimacy. David is saying, I love the Lord. When he would make that statement, and when you make that statement, I love the Lord. It should come from deep within the well of who you are. When you say, I love the Lord, that feeling should come from within, from your toes, to your hips, to your heart, to your mind. And when it will fall from your lips, those who will have heard it will know that you what? Love the Lord. So David says, I will love thee. In other words, he's saying, I will love thee in good times come go with me here. And I will love thee in bad times. In other words, my love will not decrease when I hit some bumps in the road. My love will not decrease when sickness comes into my home. My love will not decrease when they give me a pink slip on Friday. Because the God I serve can have a job waiting for me on Monday. Yeah. When he says, I love the Lord, he says that God has done so much for me. Until this is about as far as I can take this, I love thee. In other words, it's almost like a marriage right there. When he says, do you take thee? Y'all feel me? Do you take thee? David, do you take thee? It seems like it could be a marital ceremony between the believer and God.
Yeah.
Where not only do you love him, but you are married to him. Priests do not get married. Nuns do not get married. Their love is to say that they are married to the master. So David is saying, I love thee. And then he declares who he's talking about, O Lord. I love thee, O Lord. Then he says, now, this personal pronoun, my what? David, like us, have ran into some situations where your strength has been depleted. Sickness come in and have taken away your strength. Problems have come into your home and have taken away your strength. Death has walked into your home and has taken away your strength. Oh, come go with me here. Somebody here know what I'm talking about? You've had this problem and something has taken away your strength. Matter of fact, you saw the doctor last week and the doctor took away your
strength.
Yes. So David says, he is my strength. Because where else can I go? Whom else can I turn to? I can't walk this road alone because I'm too weak. But he is my strength. Then he goes on to say, now, not only is he my strength, but the Lord is my my what? Is it your rock this morning? Don't fool me here. Why would David declare that the Lord is his rock? In other words, that was one of the most solid things that he was looking at. In other words, weather could not beat the rock down. Hard times could not destroy the rock. Because it was a solid rock. And when David would see the rock, he would think about how solid the Lord really is. Do I have some hip in the house? Do anybody here know you do know how solid God really is?
Yeah.
Don't fool me in here. Do you know how solid God, when it look like the chips are down, it look like Satan has encircled you with all the saints, satanic knights. God shows up in your life and shows up when you're down,
yes.
And he becomes your rock.
Yes.
What else about a rock, Reverend? A rock is probably one of the most precious stones you ever know.
Yes.
Because a diamond is
a rock.
Yes. Do I have some help in here lately?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Diamonds are a girl best. It's nothing but a rock. So the Lord is my rock, and he has beauty when he shows up. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Look what he says. The fortress at that day were great towers. Where soldiers would look out to make sure enemies was not coming to attack them. Well, the Lord is your fortress. He stops things from attacking you. Yeah. You think you're getting attacked. Let the Lord move his hands away from you. You think you're wrestling with something? Let the Lord walk away from you. You think you're fighting with Satan? Let the Lord turn his back and walk away. You think you're going through something? Quit trusting in the Lord. So David says, he's my fortress. In other words, he cannot be penetrated. My life is surrounded in a 360-degree circumference. Being protected by God day and night. You do know that bad things can happen to you while you sleep. You do know heart attacks do show up in your
sleep.
Strokes will show up in your things can show up in your. So God, he says, he's my fortress in the day and the night. He protects me. And I say, thank God he works the night shift. Not just the day shift, but he works the night shift. And I'm so glad that God works the night shift. Because so many things can happen in the middle of the night. He brings us home out the streets. I know I kept him up. Anybody else in here kept him up? I know I kept him up.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station.